favorite place.
It's not my personality, it's just not
true. What city was it?
Zurich. It's a bit too yakish for me.
A very full yakish.
I was told that Sherlock is starting 12 o'clock. So I mentioned it to one of the other Swiss. 12 o'clock is when it starts 12 o'clock. So he told me it's on. It just won't start 12 o'clock. So I said, oh, okay, so tell me what time will it start? 12:15. So if somebody tells you the Chabad starts at 6 o'clock, okay, 6 o'clock means 7:30.
He
got so serious about 15 minutes.
In the Syrian community in New Jersey, they say a wedding is like 6:30. The caterer doesn't come till 8 o'clock. You know, like. Everybody knows that, so it's not a problem.
Okay.
Except for lunch, man. They come early.
Bye. We were holding in Daf Hei Amud Beis. So we did this long Rashi in Tosfos where the Gemara had said that if you put two combinations together, if you have Boy and any of the other Ovis, then you can really learn out all of the Ovis from them, right? You don't really need all four Ovis or five Ovis to be mentioned in the Torah. Have Boy and Keren, that would be the best. You can learn every single Ovis from Boy and Keren. Put Boy and Keren together, Hakol B'Zedah. That's where we go. That's where we're holding. The Gemara said that you could learn all of them with the exception of Keren. If you have Boyan Eish, you could learn Shed and Regal, but you wouldn't be able to learn Keren. Why couldn't you learn Keren? Because Keren is not a Muad Mitchilose. Keren is not Muad Mitchilose. All the rest, all the other Ovis are Muad Mitchilose. Apart from Keren. And then the Gemara said, but there is a Manda Oman that says that Keren is a Difa. That Keren is more Chomo than any of the other Ovis. Because Kavosela Hazik. Oh, so according to that Manda Oman, Keren is a Difa. You could even learn Keren from any of the other Ovis as well. Put Boy and Shen together, you can learn Keren. Or do you want to say Keren is not Mud Mitzkalosa? Nonsense. Keren's worse. Keren is Kavosela Hazik. So since Keren is worse, you can learn out Keren from all of them. So we have that's where we got to. We have a Rashi and a Tosfos that we haven't learnt yet. That we have to do. Rashi is the Manda Oma, the last narrow line, medium-sized line. The Manda Oma that Keren is a Dife. The Manda Oma that Keren is more Chomo. Because it's got Kavanos and Azik, you could even learn Keren from them. Says Rashi, Ulamanda Oma lo yisparish heiche. Says Rashi, it's not clear where this machloikis between whether Keren is a default, Keren is not a default, it's not clear where the makor of this machloikis is. Where do we find in Shas machloikis whether Keren is a default or not? Where the Keren, on one hand, is not more mitchilosa, it should be less of a mazik than the other ones. Or maybe not. There's a mandam says no, Keren is worse because it's kavanos el azik. So it's not clear, says Rashi. I don't know where we find such machlokes, whether we treat Keren as a lighter mazik because it's not more than mitchilosa. Whether we treat Keren as one of the more chomo mazikim because it's kavanos el hazik. Loi isfarish heich. I don't know where this is. Now Tosfos is going to tell us where it is. And afterwards you can look at the Vilna Gaon and he'll tell you where it is as well. A different place. But first we'll look at Rashi. Tosfos means Shekeim O'odim. So we said Shekeim O'odim mitzkelos and the other, all the obis apart from Keren are all Mu'odin mitzkelosa. Mashingen Keren isn't. Keren is not Mu'ed mitzkelosa. What does it mean by that? What did the Gemara mean when the Gemara said that the other obis are Mu'ed mitzkelosa, Mashingen Keren? What did he mean by that? Did he mean to say that the other obis have to pay Nezik Shalim all the time? Mashingen Keren doesn't? Is that what he meant? There is a difference, right? A Keren only pays Nezik Sholem after the third time. The other ones, pay nezek shoyim straight away. So keren is less chomor than all the other ones, because the other ones pay nezek shoyim straight away. I'm saying keren doesn't. Is that what the Gemara meant? Came all the mitzchilosom? Or did the Gemara mean the metzias is an animal that's shed and regal right from the start is a mood. Right from the start, when it starts doing anything, eating, it's ready a mood. Masha'in came, keren is naturally tame, and keren will only become a mood at a later stage. Kitzah, Shaila is, to the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Shkimu Adam Mitzchilosom, the Gemara focusing on halachas. The halachas are that the mood, the keren, has got more chomo halachas, the other moodim, other obvious have more chomo halachas than keren. Was it focusing on the din, or was it focusing on metzis? The other ones are inherently mazikin. Masha'in keren, keren isn't an inherent mazik, it only over time develops this bad trait of becoming a mazik. What did the Gemara mean? Shekein or Odim Mitzchilosim. Rabbi Yaakov here just told him, Shekein or Odim Mitzchilosim, what does it mean? The din is his nezek shalom straight away, or it's a fact they are inherently mazikim right from the start. With Daf Hei on the base.
Where in the Gemara?
Yeah, we just carried on from where we left off. That we said that a keren is less chomo than the other nezikim, other mazikim, because they are more than mitzchilosim. So what does that mean? That they are more than mitzchilosim. So it says tesis. Don't tell me it means the din. Ein afarish shalmashalim nezik shalim. Don't say it means the din. So came amotim, meaning that the din is that they have to pay nezik shalim. All the other ones, the din is they have to pay nezik shalim. Mashingin ken doesn't. So don't say that, Dim Kain, because if you're focusing on halacha, Karen Nami Asya, why can't we learn Karen? If we don't know any halacha, we don't know halacha. The Torah doesn't write Karen. The Torah writes, Boy, Shen, Regan. Boy, how much does Boy pay? How much does Shen pay? And Regal? What do we pay Nezek
Shalim?
They all pay Nezek Shalim. So now the Torah never wrote Keren. If it never wrote Keren, and now we want to learn Keren from them, so how much would Keren pay? Nezek Shalim. There would be a tzad, there should pay less. So don't tell me the reason why I can't learn Keren from them is because Keren only pays Chatzin Nezek. It's not, I'll go for it. If the Torah wouldn't write anything, I would say learn Keren from them, and Keren would pay Nezek Shalim. We might learn Keren from them. Elo, Mefar Shabbein Atam, the mu'odim mitchilosom, what does that mean? Haino shedarkon lahazik. Darkon lahazik. They are darkon lahazik. Mashengi mekeren, the stam shvorim becheskes shimu kaimim. Keren is different to shen and regal. Not because of halacha, not because of religious reasons. It's different because the fact is it's different. Shen and regal naturally damage. They naturally have a tendency to cause damage. Mashingin keren doesn't. Keren is naturally tame. Over time it'll develop this trait of being a mazik. But it is naturally tame. And therefore you can't learn out. If the Torah had written Shen and Regal, you would not have been able to learn keren from it. So I would have turned around and said, Keren, why should I be high for keren? Keren is not naturally a wild animal. Shen and Regal is. Shen and Regal you have to pay you, because you should have looked after it. Keren, why should I have to pay for it?
I understand that when you're dealing with an animal that changes, you know, starts out as a tom, but if you have an animal that starts out as a muad, then what do we learn that from?
Which animals?
Like a wolf or a snake.
Oh, you're going back to what you asked last time.
So he says
it's tastes a bit on, actually. It's a shen. It's got the Dini Shem.
I was just wondering, you know, what category would fall under.
Tosis left to die in the Bemasa Van Lachosh. That's where it is. Uh-huh. Tosis like Regal, right? Kim de Hochi Bochi Avakamui Regal, the bottom is just Rabbi. Le Avakamui Keren. Avakam to Mitzchad and Ahazik. That's what Tosis said. There's a much like that, but that's...
So,
So Karen's Karen basically is something that's unusual.
Right. Okay, and also Nazik, yeah.
Right.
And also different. So that's that. Yeah. So what Stasis told us, Shekain Mo'odim Mitrioson means that physically there's a difference between an animal that is a Shen and Regel or Keren. Keren should not have happened. It's tame. It shouldn't have damaged. So therefore, if I have an animal that's tame, I would never have thought I'd have to pay. I, the Torah, said you have to pay for Shen and Regel. Say the Shen and Regel you have to pay because that's... That's what they should have done, so I should have looked after it. But Karen, why should I have to look after it? Now here comes something in Tosis that is Ma'amish Abom Tosis. This Tosis is a Ma'amokim, you have to remember. Whenever you meet somebody learning Baba Kamir, then and it's talking about Chatzi Nezek, by Karen, is it Knas? Is it Momoin? What's the Nekudas Machlikas? Is Machlikas in the Gemara? Is Palganizke Momoino or Knosa? Is Chatzi Nezek Momoin or Knas? What's the basis for this Machlikas? Is there a basis? What is the basis? Says Tosis that we said in the Gemara that an animal is naturally tame. Says Tosis.
What's the first word on the line?
Shvoi. Yeah? If you go back one line, I don't know if you've got the same lines, it's a bit of Elam Afrash Abed Tam. You know which Tosis to look at? No, you're not in the right Tosis. No. In the Tosis came Odim.
Oh.
Right, I'm
here. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
right here.
Elam Afrash Abed Tam, the line before. Elam Afrash Abed Tam. I'll go back one line. Afrash Abed Tam. Mu Odim Mitriloson. That what the Gemara says, the other obvious on word Mitriloson. Haino shedarko lahazik. They have a natural tendency to damage. Masha'in kein bekeren. Distam shvorim becheskes shimur kaimi. Masha'in kein bekeren doesn't have that natural tendency to damage. Why? Distam shvorim becheskes shimur kaimi. Lemandaoma palge denizke knosa. According to the mandaoma, palge denizke knosa. According to the mandaoma, chatzin has a knas. You know why it's a knas? You know why you only pay knas? Chatzin ezek. Why do you pay chatzin ezek? It's a knas. Why a knas? Why is it not moin? Because the animal shouldn't have done it. It's naturally tame. It's naturally tame. That's why it's a knas. Kaizon Tisus Ulamando Oma Adarab Keren Adifo. The Gemara carried on to say that there's a mandoma holds that Keren is worse because God came lost in Azik. Rashi says, I don't know where this machlikis is. Where do we find such a machlikis? It says Tisus. The mandoma Adarab Keren Adifa Hainu, the mandoma, the palga nizke memorino. That's according to Malama, the Palgan is given by Rino. Shedarku le'azik v'loikaimi b'cheskes shimo. Says Rashi, says Tosis, Palgan is given by Rino, you know why you pay Malayim? Because he holds an animal does have a natural tendency to damage. The machloikis is about how do we define an animal when it's born. Is an animal when it's born an animal that is naturally tame, that's Palganiske Knossa, it's tame. The other opinion holds, no, Palganiske Mamino, it's not tame. An animal has that instinct to go and go. So it's not tame, Mechlan. What it does is a normal thing you should have expected it to do. If an animal sees red, it'll go. Right? Not even an animal when it's born the first time, it sees red, it'll go. So that's the mandama palgan is given by.
So why would there be a tam then?
Why is there any chatzin ezek?
Yeah, well, the whole tam aspect. I mean, right. It seems to do away with that. I mean,
nachon, it's something which needs clarity. It says Tosis, palgan is given by no. The mandama palgan is given by no is something which you should have expected it to happen. Should have expected it to happen. Therefore, it's a moin. Why did the Torah let you off? Is it because of Aaron? It needs Havana. Why should the Torah let you off if it's something you should have expected? Maybe because it's harder to look after a Choliot. Like we had the story tests earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's out to damage. But that's the Machlokes. Why is it that one man holds it's a Knas and one man holds it's a Momay? Kunta Tesis. Dalgan is going to Momay now. Is it because you should have expected it? And Pagan is a Knas is because you shouldn't have. It's not something you were expected to expect. It says, Tesis, V'loi K'moisha Pesha Kuntras, T'loi Spar Sheikhen. Rashi says, you don't know where this Machlokes is. Where do we find Man Noah? Of other habits, worse, because Gamalos asked, where do we find that? Rashi says, I don't know where it is. Says, Toys says, I'll tell you where it is. It's the Manda Oma, it's the old Machlokes. Palganizgim Amoino, Palganizgim Knos. If you're old Palganizgim Amoino, then you're meant to expect the animal to do that. If you're old Palganizgim Knos, then it's unexpected. If it's unexpected, you're going to be off the hook, really. It's a Knos, it says you have to pay. That's the read of the Aus Sugya.
We got the Pasuk Nidmolish Hashan, which tells us that it's hard to count because you assume that it's not that.
Well, that's your take of it. That's your take of how to learn that Pasuk, right? That's what it's all showing. Until then, you didn't have to expect it. That's the Mandama Palganiska Knost. Mandama Palganiska Mayda. It's what it's all showing. Says, maybe I should have expected it. After it's what it's all showing, that's when you have to pay for. Why don't you have to pay Chetzi for the first half? Maybe because it's too hard to look after, you need to work out
all
and so
changes,
why the turn that you
all of a sudden it changes, becomes easier to watch.
No.
It's more on your head. No, I'm saying it's
more
on
your head.
It's Momana.
Yeah, nachon. But since you've seen it's happening again and again, you have to take stricter measures to protect it. So you have to think of missile.
Yeah.
maybe we'll have to work out a better missile, maybe. But that's this Tosis, which came up once before as well, and it comes again and again in Shas. The Rabbeinu Tam, Shitz Rabbeinu Tam, he holds that Mando Omar Palganizkim Amoina means that an animal is not Becheskes Shimu. An animal is not naturally protected. You need to protect your animal. You need to guard your animal. And Mando Omar Palganizkim Knosa is because an animal naturally is guarded, will not go and do something unusual. Elite! A walk on things, but to damage, to gore, it won't do. Therefore, says our Gemara, had we had Sheren Regel, would we have been able to learn our Karen from it? Depends. Depends on what. If you hold that Palgan is a Knossel, that it's naturally protected, it's not going to go and gore, so you can't learn that from Sheren Regel. Sheren Regel naturally do damage. This doesn't. But if you hold Palgan is a Mamoino, that this animal also has a natural tendency to go and damage. So therefore it's exactly like Shen and Regal. There's no difference between Shen and Regal and Karen. And we could learn Karen from Shen and Regal as well. And you'd have to pay Nezek Sholim. So why did the Torah write Karen? Like the Gemara's going to say, to teach us only Chatzi Nezek. But you would have been able to learn out from Shen, not from Shen and Regal. It's not that we wouldn't be able to learn, we would be able to learn out Shen and Regal. So why did the Torah write Karen? To tell me you only pay Chatzi Nezek. But really, you would have been able to learn out the two from there. Right? So Torah is telling us, like a chiddush. Your palgen is given moino. Bemet, the animal, is as wild as any other animal, as Shen and Regal as well. It's something which you expect you to look after your animal. Sounds almost like a machlekes mitzias, which you don't like doing. Is it guarded? Is it not guarded? But as the Torah says, put it, palgen is given moino. Is something which we have to expect. The animal is going to be wild. The Pagan is Knossa, is not. Right?
So if it's Knossa, then it's treated as being naturally guarded.
Yes, right. Excellent. Yeah. And the Shaila is, what would be, here's an interesting Shaila, what would be if you have an animal that does something that's unexpected? For instance, if you have an animal that eats, a dog that eats a sheep. Dogs don't normally eat sheep. A dog went and had a fight with a sheep and ate it. What would you say that the owner of the dog has to pay? Would you pay Chatzi Nezek, Nezek Sholim, not at all? What would you think in such a situation? The animal did something unexpected.
Unexpected, you usually associate with care.
Right.
So in that case, if it's unexpected, it's not
Says Rabbi Yaakov, unexpected, it's keren shu hatzinezek. That's definitely true. If your palkin is the knoson, that's true. Every keren is unexpected, and the animal did it, you have to pay hatzinezek. Maybe your palkin is kememoino. If your palkin is kememoino, then what's keren? The expected. What would it be if the animal did something unexpected? Got no mekor in the Torah, you have to pay. There's no mekor in the Torah, you have to pay for something that happens unexpected. Mm-hmm. If your palkin is good knosal, that's all the Torah is teaching us. It's unexpected, you have to pay. Chatzinezek. But if your palkin is good mamino, it's expected. So what would be bemet if it does the unexpected?
It'd be like Eish, I think, that like you have a Ruach Mitzvah.
That's expected.
Like, no. Ruach Mitzvah, that's Shalomet
Mitzvah. Oh, Ruach Shein Mitzvah.
Then the person's complete butter all the way.
Right. So now let's have a look at that in Tesis, in the Gemara, Daf Tes, Vav Omed Bis.
The thing is, though, if the animal got hana because he created it, then he'd be shamed. And he'd pay for that.
No, not for that.
No?
If you did it on purpose. If it's unexpected, Shen is expected. So maybe you have to pay for that. So let's look at Tesis in the Gemara, on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis. We've seen this Gemara before. It should be quite familiar to us now. Hai Kalbo Tochel Imro. It's slightly over halfway down the page, Tezvav Amid Beis. Just slightly over halfway.
What's the first word?
Nizko Knoso.
Okay.
Yeah, so you see that? So just the line before that. Hashto to Omris Palka Nizko Knoso. Now that the Gemara had a discussion if Chatzinezek is a Knas, Chatzinezek is Momoin, and the Maskona was Chatzinezek is Knas. That's the Maskona. Chatzinezek Knas. So now that you tell me that, Hai Kalbo to Ochal Imro. A dog that ate a sheep. Shuno, the ochotana goyla, a cat that ate a chicken. Things which are not expected to have happened. Mishuno, that is unexpected. Veloi magvinon bebovel. And we will not claim this in bovel. Halacha is, knosos loi magvinon bebovel. Knosos, knas, you can't be goyva in bovel. Can't be going to be in Bobble. And it's all yet, in Bobble not. So, if we say it's a Knas, if Palganizg is a Knas, so you can't, if such a thing would happen, you can't go to a basin in Bobble and claim from it. So, simple reading of this Gemara is, that's a simple reading, that a dog that eats a sheep. Whether you hold Palgan is Gimamoin or whether you hold it's Knosso, are you recording?
Yes.
Yes. So whether you hold Palgan is Gimamoin or Knosso is not going to make a difference. Whether you hold Palgan is Gimamoin or Knosso, you anyway pay Chatzinezek. The Shaila is, can we go to Bovel to claim it? That's the Shaila. Mm-hmm. Whether if you hold Palgan is Gimamoin, we can go to Bovel to claim it because it's mine. If you hold Palgan is Knosso, you can't go to Bovel to claim it. You could go to Israel to claim it. That's a simple reason.
Can you forum shop like that?
Can you what?
We call it forum shopping. You choose, pick and choose which base.
Yeah, sure.
Really? So, but that doesn't seem. If all the parties in that, the incident happened once in Israel, or let's say it all happened in Bavel, for instance, it happened in Bavel. The claimant could go to Eretz Yisrael and claim there, but the owner in Bavel doesn't have that same expectation of what his responsibilities are. I'm not going to be liable for
it. No. It's not that no expectations. The base in Bavel are unable to claim it, to take such a claim.
I know.
It needs to be a small. So this base then cannot do it. You have the small claims court, you have the big claims court. Yeah, different courts. For such an act, you have to go to the base of the United States. So that's what it is. Right? So, really,
so there's no like territorial type of jurisdiction base.
No. So that's the pashtus of how the Gemara reads. Side by side, being any event, you have to pay Chatzinezek. It's just shad is where can we get it? Can we go and do it in the United States? Do it in Bobo? That's a shame. Now look at this thesis. Tosis hashta the omis palganitzki knosa. Look at Tosis. It's mamish connected to our Tosis we just did. You see the Tosis? It's a dibbet masa hashta, first word in the line. Yes, you have it?
Yeah.
Hashta the omis palganitzki knosa. Near it. Dafke le mandahoma palganitzki knosa. This Gemara that said you pay chati nezek is only according to mandahoma a palganitzki knosa. Avo le mandahoma. Palgen is gemamino, but according to the opinion of all, the chatzinezik is momoin loy mechayv klal. There's no chiyuv whatsoever if a dog eats a sheep. Why? Why is there no chiyuv? Demehei teisi. From where would you learn such a thing? Demekeren loy asin. You can't have that from keren. Dekeren uchiyu. Keren, according to the Manoma, Momoin. What did we say? What's Pshat and Palgan is Momoin? It's expected. You're meant to know your animal does that. It's okay.
So, Kabbalah can be working?
Yeah. The Stam Shvorim, Lav Becheskes Shimu Kaimin. It's a general show, does not have a natural protection. Right? You have to expect. Your animals. Alive and well, a healthy animal, it sees red, it's going to go with Kabbalah. So what? If your palgan is Kabbalah, it's expected. V'hai mishono. And this is unexpected. Delav ochi, delav ochi, the kalba, it's not normal for the dog. Lemechal imri, rabbi, to eat big sheep. So it says, Tosis, if your palgan is Kabbalah, what was the pshat in palgan is Kabbalah? It's something called expected. So if an animal does something which is unexpected, we've got no makor in shas to say shvichayim such a thing. There's no makor in shas to say that somebody who does something unexpected should be chayim. Avol lemando oma palgan iske knosa. According to lemando oma palgan iske knosa. According to opinion of chatzinezik is a knas. Have a toldo de keren. It's a toldo keren. De trevayu mishunim. An animal that eats a sheep, a big sheep, it did something weird. And every keren is something weird. If your palgan is a knosa, why is it a knas? Because it's unexpected. Every keren is unexpected. Every keren, the first three times. I forgot the keren. I said, it shouldn't make a difference. It's mishunim. Says Dosis, Gevaldi, it comes out of Moy de Kekulim. If your old Palgan is Gemamoino, Pash is more Machme. Palgan is Gemamoino, you can even go to Basin and Bobble to claim. Palgan is Gemamoino. It comes out of Kula as well. If you have something which is totally unexpected, something which an animal should not have done, and if your old Palgan is Gemamoino, there is no Makoy in Shas to say that Mashunah is Chayiv. There's no Makoy in the Torah, Mashunah is Chayiv. And therefore, Mishunah would be potter. The reason why Keren normally your chai because it's not Mishunah. But if it would be Mishunah, if it better would be different, it would be something unexpected, then the Mandama Palganizka Mamoina would hold your potter. But Shenki, the Mandama Palganizka Knosa would say your chai, just like every Keren. The Torah said your chai for Keren. Keren's also unexpected in your chai. So, Muadin. The animal goes and eats the sheep, it's also unexpected, so it would be Chayv Chatzinezek. Right, so that comes out for your Avinu Tam, that's the Arab Avinu Tam of Him and Bis. This is the Makor of Avinu Tam, Avinu Tam who says that there's a man, that the Pshat in Palgan is Gememoina, Palgan is Gemenosa. Palgan is Gememoina means it's to be expected, Palgan is Gemenosa means it's to be unexpected. Two Nafkaminas. If you hold it unexpected, then there's no way you could learn out Keren from any of the other obvious Zikin. All the other obvious Zikin are not to be expected. Keren's unexpected. So there's no way you can learn out Keren from any of the other obvious. That's why Agumara said, if you'd had Boy and Shen, you wouldn't be able to learn out Keren from it. Because it's unexpected. Those are expected, it's unexpected. If your Palgan is Kremlin, you know, then you totally will care. It's expected. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Adi Rabbi Keren Adife. She commands an Azik. If it's expected, it's worse than Shen and Regel. Shen and Regel is not Kavanah. Here, what's Kavanah? it's expected and it's kavana, so of course it's worse. That's one nafkamina. One nafkamina until I'm shut from the God of Ham and Bliss. Another nafkamina is the other ifim. What would be if an animal actually did something unexpected? So obviously going is not called unexpected according to the Mandama Park and the Square Mina. But there are things that an animal does unexpected. It eats up a sheep. A big sheep, a dog eats up a big sheep, is not normal for a dog to eat. That's unexpected. What would be the din then? Would you have to pay or not? See if your pumpkin is good, knossa. Why not? The Torah says you have to pay for the unexpected. That's what the Torah says. If your old pumpkin is kimamoina, then.
Potter.
It'd be potter. Right? So that's what would be. What would be if a story happened like that? That there was somebody who had a nice chicken, big fat chicken, and a cow was in bobble. I don't know what the rules are in Bobo, what they're called, Pumbedisa probably, something like that. Nachal Pumbedisa, and somebody's cat is up his chicken. So he goes and grabs the owner of the cat and takes him to the basin in Bobo. What would the basin in Bobo tell him?
It's high, it depends. Because the chicken, the Gemara says a rooster, not chicken. You're talking about something that's not normal. Chickens.
A big rooster. So, okay. Not so well versed in the difference between a rooster and a chicken, but okay. There's obviously a difference.
A fowl.
Alright, a rooster. I'm sure that's not going to be so much of a shine for what I'm trying to get clear, but okay. A rooster. It went and it ate up this big fat rooster, which the Gemara says is unexpected. So he goes and takes him to Beis Din in Bovel. What would the Beis Din in Bovel say? Sure, starting off right. Depend what they hold, whether Pagan is Kermarine or Knossel. We pass them, we pass them to Knossel, so they have to hold. If they don't hold a Knossel, then tell them to shut up shop. Because I'm not going to be passing Knossel.
Oh.
So, what would they tell you then?
Either way, it would be Potter. They don't collect in Baba.
Oh, so that would be right. There would be two different schoys. One Nusach is, you're Potter. And one Nusach is, why come to us? We are unable to
dump. No jurisdiction.
It's not our thing. If you're like teachers, if you're old, so we are Pagan is Gnosa, right? So we are Pagan is Gnosa, so the halakha would be that you have to go to Emet, you have to pay. You'd have to go to Tisrael for it. If you're old Pagan is Gemamoina, which we don't, Pascal halakha as we don't, but if you're old Pagan is Gemamoina, then it depends. Come to Tesis holds you wouldn't have to pay at all. Now, that's Shitta's Tesis. This Shitta's Tesis, he holds the Soda Dabba Pagan is Gemarina Pagan is Gemarina. Is it expected or not? Therefore, since it's unexpected, you wouldn't have to pay at all if your Pagan is Gemarina, right? The Maisa, the Achrena point out, this is Shitta's Tesis, but Rashi elsewhere doesn't hold like that. Rashi elsewhere, Stubbis stuff, holds that even if your pagan is gemamoina, it could be unexpected. Doesn't agree with Rashi, so it tastes a big chedesh. But that's Shitta's thesis. Shitta's Rabbeinu Tam. To remember Rabbeinu Tam, pagan is gemamoina means it's expected. Pagan is geknosa means it's unexpected. And that's the machlokes in the Gemara here. The Gemara said here, Adra Abramandoma means. That it's momoi, and therefore it's a deeper because kavanos v'azik. What's worse, a shen rego, which is momoi, or carrot, which is momoi? Which one's worse? Which one's more of a reason to be chayv?
Carrot. Because it has intent, right?
It's both unexpected. And carrot has intent. So that's what it means. Adrava, carrot adife, to kavanos v'azik. It's worse. Once we tell you it's expected, so it's worse.
That's why you can learn the Chol V'Chomer from.
That's why
you can learn from Shane Redel,
because
it's the
Chol V'Chomer,
right?
So that's Tesis. And that's Tesis says Rashi doesn't know that. Rashi says, I don't know where this Machlokes is. Which is Matim, because Rashi doesn't hold of this read of that Paganism and Moina means it's expected. Rashi doesn't hold of that. Even Paganism and Moina is unexpected. But, so Rashi says, I don't know where this machlokes is. Where do we find the machlokes that Karen is adif or not? I don't know where it is.
Does the riff hold like Tosfos?
What's the difference?
Hmm?
What's the difference?
Because I'm just curious, like, I know that's the way the French was, that's how the Spanish was.
But I'm not kosher with them, this is right.
Okay.
I'm saying it. You only learn it down to Halacha Makasha, because that's not where we're holding it now. So we have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here, and that Rashi said, I don't know where the Makor is, and Tosfos says, I do. The Goyim, the Vilna Goyim on the side of Gemara says, Rashi said, I don't know where it is, says the Vilna Goyim, it's on the previous daf, it's on the Abdalat. Neither. It's obviously not Mefurish in the previous staff, otherwise Rashi would have known it, right? So the Mefurish one must be where exactly you see such machlokes between whether it is a defer or not. Let's carry on the Gemara and daf hey on the base. So Gemara asks, okay, so now I can learn out one from two. Right? That's what Gemara said, you can learn out one from two. So Lamai Hilchasukus Vinachwana. So why does the Torah write all of it? Lamai Hilchasukus Vinachwana. Answers the Gemara Le Hilchoiseum. To tell us all of their individual halachos. Keren, why does the Torah write Keren? We could learn Keren from both and A should learn both from any of the two. If you hold that Keren is a Difa, you could have learned Keren from it. The Chaleik being Toma Lema Enes. To tell you, they only have to pay Chatzinezik for the first three times. Shen and Regel, why does the Torah write Shen and Regel? We could have learned Shen and Regel from both and Keren, so why does the Torah write Shen and Regel? The Paiton b'Shusaravim, to tell me that you're potting b'Shusaravim. Why does the Torah say boy? Lifted by it's a Kedem. To patter you from Kedem. Why? Because Kli that brings in a pit, you don't have to pay for. How do you know that? Can't learn that out from Shen and Regel. Shen and Regel do pay for Kedem. So the Torah writes boy, especially to tell me that you don't have to pay for Kedem. Contributor the Mechayev al Nizke Kedem Beboy. Contributor holds that you do need to pay for damage of Kedem. Lift a boy as the Odom to exempt a person. If a third person falls in, you don't need to pay for that person that falls in. The Pasuk says, Shoy Beloy Odom, you don't pay for an Odom that falls in a boy. So that's why the Torah of boy. He told me to tell me that Adam you don't need to pay for. If an Adam falls in and dies, you don't need to pay. Why is the Torah right Adam? Could have learned Adam from all the other obvious. Why is the Torah right Adam? Adam lachai be'ba'ba advar. To say he's liable for the four things.
There's a distinction. All the other cases are for
potter. Right. Well spotted. Nachon. Right. It's true. Because all the other cases, they all pay Nezik Sholim, and that's the maximum you could possibly pay. So anything you want to say, a Chiddush has to be to reduce it. But Adam, there's a Chiddush that you pay more than the maximum. For science, that you have to pay more. But they're quite right, Rabbi Yaakov. Eish lifted by Satomon. Eish, why the Torah? Eish, to pat you from Tomon. If something's hidden and the fire burns it, you don't need to pay. A rebuilder, the Machayev al Niske Tomon Be'esh, a contributor who holds that you do need to pay for Tomon. So why does the Torah need to write Esh? Let's learn Esh from all the other ones. On to the Gemara, Asuye, Lichko, Niroi, Besivscha, Bono. To include the Yochayev for Esh, even on things that are only singeing, it's not a real damage. It's not like the Shen and Rega, which the mamish damage. It's just blackens or dries out the furrow. You might have thought maybe you're not high for such a thing. The Torah says a person lights a fire and it burns the solid. It means even just a furrow Even if it just dries out the ground, you're chayav to pay for such a thing. Rashi. First white line, first word. Lehilchei seir. Lema sheyesh bezeh, ma she'in bezeh. It's come to teach you specific halachas, or there isn't one, but not in the other. The poitum shesuravim, dechzibu, it says in Shen and Regel, uviyeh b'steacher, deloy chayob en elo mishus anizig, yon yuchayim to pay mishus anizig, not in mishus anizig, it's only mishus anizig. The machloek is about kelim. We had the machloek is Rebbe Yehuda and Rabbanon. Says Rashi, plukta the Rebbe Yehuda and Rabbanon. They come on. The machloek is Rebbe Yehuda and Rabbanon about kelim and a bit. Is the come on b'shili peg no shoyish nogel chasapar, which we learned together. V'drosha the bow. Oh, here comes Rashi. Says, what do we say? Why does the Torah write bow? To tell me that you're part of a kelim. I contribute. Why do I write bow? You're part of a adam. Says Rashi. Anyway, the Torah needed to write bow. Could you learn bow from any of the obvious? Why not?
It doesn't move.
Bow is the unique one, that thing has to come to it. So you would never be able to learn bow from any of the obvious. So why did Tori write bow? To teach me bow. Not lift to bow as a key. It says Rashi Inachanami, Joshua the bow near Be'inai, Dechdi Nosiv Loi. You've heard this expression, Dechdi Nosiv? The Bichti, sometimes it says Bichti. Chti Nosim Lot was written for no reason. The Hoboy, it's Tricha Leila Michtev. Because we need Boy to be written. Tommy Kol Trey Minayo Loi Nofik. You cannot learn out Boy from any of the other two. The Kulu, all of them, the common denominator of all the other four was the Darkon Leila Cholahazik. Then they all go in damage. They go in damage. Le baal mi boy, with the exception of boy, it doesn't go anywhere. So why did they write it? Why did the Gemara say that for same and give up that boy? Elo aidi the dorash lehilchis achayim. Since it was already saying the halachos of the other ones, nokat lo nami also told us the halachos of boy. But bemet boy didn't need it. Boy. We anyway needed to write Bo. It's not because of a unique halacha by Bo. You know why the Torah wrote Bo is just telling me a unique halacha? No, Mami Tom. The reason why I told you the Torah wrote Bo is because otherwise you wouldn't know Bo. You need Bo, you wouldn't know it otherwise. So why does the Gemara write the halachas of Bo? Okay, once we're saying the halachas of each one's unique Bo, the halachas, it puts it in as well, here as well. Also, Tosis said the same thing. And Tosis, the Vermasal Bo. Second last Tosis of the page, exactly the same as Rashi. Bo, lifter, beis akelim, agav, unche, nocte. It just mentioned these halachas, agav. The Bo, osi mikulo. Because Bo, you can't learn from all of them. So Bo needed to be written. So you don't need to tell me just because of the halachas. So it's agav, unche, nocte. It told it. Told it to us, agav. Now, agav is, by the way, right, since you're already telling me these halachas, by the way, I'll tell you extra halachas. Fine. Lifto boys are Adam. We said the boys come to contribute, the boys come to tell me the Adam's part of the Doshino. Show you below Adam. Adam. Why is Adam written in the Torah? The Hachi Kosu Yachwana. This is the reason why the Torah wrote it. The chai voi ba'avod voi. To say he's chai not only with nezek, but he's also chai with another four things.
What is
Rashi adding to those words? What, a chai voi or
Adam?
So if you look at the Gemara, I think you see in the Gemara, you'll see why Rashi spoke it out. Lifto boi sa Adam Adam. That's what the Gemara says, right? So it's a bit hard to know where you put the comma. So lifto boi sa Adam, then it says Adam again. So Rashi says, Adam, the reason why the Torah wrote, Rashi explains what this word Adam means. Adam, why is the Torah written Adam? The Chayvim Abadamor. Tzari, Poishevus, Poishes. Those are the four things. Masha'inki, Mecholani, all the other four, obviously Zikin, they only pay Nezek, they don't pay Tzari, Poishevus, and Poishes. Why is the Torah Eish? Eish you could have learned from Boy and Karen, you could have learned Eish. So why is the Torah Eish? Lifto Boy is a Tomon. Shemhayu begodov tumunim begodish. Begodim, sorry. Tumunim begodish. His clothes were hidden in the godish. Poto Hamavi. The one who writes it is Poto. The Pasuk says by Eish, Oi ha komo. Pasuk says it. The Pasuk says what the Eish does. Motzva kritzim, godish, oi ha komo. Right? It burnt thorns or haystack or ha komo. So why did it tell me all these different examples what it burnt? So Torah teaches us, Vedoshino, Mishiri ha kritzim, which is another one of the program which we were supposed to learn. The end of ha kritzim saying a deer, we learned, ma komo begolui. Just like Koma is begolui, it's revealed, you can see it. Av kol golui, so too everything which is revealed and you can see. Nafuki tomon, the exclusion of tomon, something hidden you don't need to pay for. Deloi. Nafuki tomon deloi, you don't need to pay for it. Mashinki mishoi, boi, mave, all the other ones, you do need to pay. Even things hidden you have to pay for. So Eish, the Torah Eish, especially to exclude Tomon. Rebuda Kapali Kosin, Rebuda Tzcholik, and also your pot of your chai for Tomon. So according to Rebuda, why did it say Eish? The top of the Omen, the Asuri Lichko on Yoi. Shim Lichko Eish, if the Eish licked, right? I don't know how to, so word for Yossi. It licked. Charishos Eish HaChaveira, it dried out the plow, the furrow of his friend. Oy sichsicho avono, which singed his stones, chayv. Why chayv? Even though it's not real damage, yeah, the Torah says you chayv oy asodem. Even if it's something which is not real damage, it dries out the field, you chayv for it.
What kind of damage is that?
Yeah, it's de minimis.
Huh?
It's de minimis.
Can I read it's not?
De minimis?
I don't know what that word means, but
I'm adding it's minimal. Yeah, it's like it's such a small.
Can I read it's not? Because it must be at least a brutal.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, that's the chiddush. It's not, it hasn't burnt up a piece of wood where the wood doesn't exist anymore. And now the ground needs to be refurrowed, replowed. Things are certain thing that needs to be done to it.
That's it. Paying for labor?
That's what I asked that.
Huh? Three days of work at least, let's say.
Right.
You have to pay for that, right?
Well, that maybe would be Garmin. Or grow.
But that's what you just said the damage was. The damage wasn't,
he'd have to pay. That's a chiddush. I was asking without this chiddush. Wouldn't I have to pay because anyway, I've caused you labor work? That's grow. Yeah, this pasuk is teaching me that you have to pay for the fact that this furrow, this ground is not
growing. So include that damage. It's not like you don't.
I don't know.
How much is that field worth this way and
no,
how much
is that field this way? That's how you work out how much the field is worth.
Oh, but then when would the labor in getting the field back into shape be part of the equation?
I guess that's part of the value of the field. How much the field would be worth less is because it's going to need more labor.
Right.
So that's going to be part of the value.
Okay.
But yeah, it's not based on the.
What about the rocks?
Also, the rocks, the same thing. If you burn somebody's, not you of course, but if somebody burns somebody's house, it gets very blackened on the outside.
The rocks in the field or rocks?
Anyway, I've got
them. Who cares about rocks in the field?
Okay, so obviously it wasn't rocks in a field they couldn't get us about.
You have to polish them back.
Sometimes they spit and it means a little more oil than removing all the stones.
No, but it's 6 foot. It didn't say he smashed it. 6 foot. So Rashi, Bavonim Shaykh Roshan Sichsuch, Shalay Nisafu Legamri. They didn't get burnt completely. Elash Sichsuch, Venitbeko Eishbohem. It singed it, that's the English word for it. Yeah, the fire got stuck to it and singed it. Kedominon, like it says, we have this expression in Chulin, Gabibugima Sakin, a knife that's got a little dent in it. Misuch Seches Meruch Achas. Shelo Nifkamo Mishneh Tzodim Legami. It didn't get a dent in both directions. Sitzucho is an expression of just slight. Singeing, slight damage to it. Rochi kosav eish nechayvani. That's why the Torah wrote it. to say a chayv for this thing. In Afkelon also we learn out from the Oi Hasodeh. The Pasuk says that the fire burned, the Koitzim Godish, comma, Oi Hasodeh. What's the Pasuk? What's the Chiddush of Oi Hasodeh? Even if it just dried out the fire, you have to pay for it. You will not be able to learn out from those in the Mishnah, the rest of those in the Mishnah, this din. You will not be able to derive Mahanach to Masisen from those in our Mishnah. To say a chayv for something which is so not the fire, fuel of fire is not the earth, fuel of fire is wood, clothes even, that's fuel. Shein ike esh bekach, it's a fire doesn't burn from these things. But yet the Torah is machadish, even though it's not normal for fire to burn a field, because it's not. There's no fuel there. Nevertheless, you still have to pay for it. Okay, that is that. That's Atkandik V'mon. So why did Torah write these four things? Could learn all that from Boi and Karen. Why did Torah write them? To learn how the unique halachis. Why did Torah write Boi?
Has to write Boi.
But the other ones were its unique halachis. So now we go back to the base of Adalif. Mishnah starts off. No, yeah, show, Mavet, show. So you didn't need to write show because you learned that from Mavet. No, you couldn't because show and Mavet are not. You can't learn one from the other. And the Torah didn't need to write Mavet because you could learn that from show. No, the Torah couldn't because you can't learn one from the other. What's nafkamina? The Torah needed to write them anyway because of the halachas. So what's this whole business? Well, the Torah didn't need to write it because you. No, really the Torah needed to write Shoy because you couldn't have learnt it from Mavet. Who cares? You couldn't have learnt Shoy anyway from Boy and Mavet together anyway. So, what's the whole reason this Mishnah? You needed, the Torah needed to write it because the Torah needed to tell us each one its unique halacha. So what's the Mishnah telling? It says, Tosfos Le'Hilcheisem. So the first part of Tosfos, the Marshal and Marshal say we should not be learning the one in the brackets. So just the last line of that thesis. By Tavhei Amud Beis.
Oh.
Tavhei Amud Beis, the Hilchei Seim, the last line of that thesis.
Okay.
Masnisin Loiktoni, the whole Mishnah, which says about Lo Yarei. Remember, we spent a long time working out Lo Yarei. What's it mean? The Kula of this, not like the Kula of that. It's all the Hagdil Toyo Lahadi. It was completely not. If you want to know, Neste, did I have to learn that in order to know my knowledge in Baba Kama? You did not need to know it. It's purely the Hagdil Toyo Yad. Yeah, I know. Then I wasn't
going to have your concentration with that.
We needed them anyway. We needed to have Shoy Boy Mabe Hebe.
That's dramatic.
Sorry,
we weren't
looking, right?
You ripped it out.
Tough. We needed to have Shoy Boy Mabe Hebe because we needed to know the halachas anyway. But I will tell you of the other. Right. One more thesis, and then we're really done with Sugya. Eish, lift your voice at all. Why did Torah write Eish? To tell me you're part of a Talmud. Says thesis, right. Says thesis. I'm saying, where would you learn Eish from? Where would we, if we wouldn't have a Torah saying Eish, where would you know Eish from? What combination would we make? Boy and one other, which one? Yeah. Any other, right?
It's the other.
I'd say Boy and other you want. But without Boy, you wouldn't be able to say Ish. Why? Could we learn Boy from Shen and Rega?
No.
Why not?
It's because she
has a move.
It's just your answer.
Not Boy, so Ish. Could you learn Ish from Shen and Rega?
Doesn't have
Ruach.
Or doesn't have
Ruach Haim. Right? Ish doesn't have Ruach Haim. So you need Boy. And Boy is potter from Kaelin. So if you're going to learn it out from Boy and any of the other ones, you can't learn it more than Boy. So it wouldn't be Chai for Kaden. If the Torah wouldn't have written Eish, you wouldn't have been able to know your Chai for Kaden. Right? Says Tosfos, Eish. Say that, but since you're learning out from both, and without both of them, you wouldn't get to the Maskal of Eish. So the most you could learn is the basic line of both of them. You're learning out from Eish and Odom. Mm-hmm. So, from Boy and Odom. So you wouldn't say Ish is chayv the dalek dvarim. Which don't have the model. No, because it also doesn't have from Boyan. Boyan doesn't have that. So you can only learn out from the very bottom line that both Boy and Adam have. So Boy and Adam, that's right. And Boy and Adam, the bottom line is that Boy is chayv an animal. But Boy is not chayv a kli. Adam is chayv an animal and kli. And since we're learning out from both, the maximum we can learn is up to wherever they are. So since the tzad shava of Boy and Adam is only shor and not kelim, so you wouldn't be chayv from kli. Eish wouldn't be chai for Kedim. So why did Torah write Eish? To say it should be chai for Kedim. It says, Thesis, have a matzah lemeimeh lechayiv bo'yis ha-kedim. The Eish lo yossi mi ba'alei chayim. Eish is not learned out from any of the ba'alei chayim. Elo, michad minayu u'boy. Only from one of the ba'alei chayim, together with boy. U'boy, potter bo'yis ha-kedim. Boy is potter ha-kedim. So since you're learning out from boy, and the Tzad HaShavah tells me the lowest, whatever both of them are, so whatever leniencies those two have, Eish is going to have as well. So if Bo is not Chayv Kelim, Eish, which is derived from Bo, will also not be Chayv Kelim. So why did the Torah write Eish? Not to tell me Kula, this is like what Rabbi Yaakov was pointing out before, by Adam was saying to come to Chumras. And all the other ones were coming to say Kudus. Here you could also come to say, come to Chum. If you're learning out from Boy, it's going to only be Chayim for Shoy, it wouldn't be Chayim for Kedim. So Eish, why the Torah Eish? Say you're Chayim for Kedim.
So, but the Gemara only says Tum.
Right, so it says this is another answer he could have given as well. Could have given another answer as well, could have said that you're part of him. You're right, so the Gemara didn't say that. He says could have. Right. We're going to learn him, Yetz Hashem, when we get to Bov. That Rosh is Rosh.
And
that's
when you can not learn Eish from Bov and everything else.
What?
You can not learn Eish from anything from Bov and something else.
You can learn it.
How?
You could have learned it, but it would have only had those halachas.
So you would be wrong.
Well, that's what the Gemara said in Achan. The Gemara that Hei of the base just learned. That really we could have learned out, each one of them could have learned out from two, very care. So why did the Torah write each one individual? Because each one's got its unique halachas. One's got to say that you're potter for Kedim. One can say you're chai for Tom. You're potter for Tom. One can say you're chai for Dalet Vorm. Each one's got its unique halachas. So if not for the fact that Torah written them, you could have learned it out from the other two, but it would have been limited to the halachas of the other two. So why did it say Eish? Why did Torah write Eish? You could have learned it out from Boy and Shem. Because it would have been limited to Boy and Shem, meaning they wouldn't have had the Ptur of Tom. That's what the Gemara said. Another thing, says Thesis, it wouldn't have been Chayv for Kedim.
One second. Both Chayav for Shol Kelavim. So, you wouldn't have come to the wrong conclusion.
Uh-huh.
So, you can't say that you would have learned it. You could learn it out.
The Ebshon says it.
You would have learned the wrong halachas.
Not to learn.
You would have learned the wrong halachas. You would have said he's Chayav.
Nezek.
For, you said he's potter for sure. You said he's chayav for sure or potter for sure.
In which case?
Ish.
Chayav for sure.
Chayav for sure.
Chayav.
Because the bar is also chayav for sure.
So not for Adam. So what about Adam?
I would have thought he's potter for Adam. And not for Adam. I would have thought so. I could have learned it out from Bo and Shen, but I would have come to a conclusion that I'm chayav for Nezek, but not for if an Eish burns an Adam.
If you're learning from Shen, you know.
The Hilchos Seim teaches me that no, each one's got its unique halachas, and there's a Nezek of Eish, and therefore you'll be chayav for Adam.
Kalim, what you said
again? Also, the same story, exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And Kalim, you're potter for Boy. So if you're learning out from Boy, you'd have the limitation of Boy, and you'd be potter for Kedim, Kamash on the Pasuk of Eish to say, no, Eish is unique halacha and it'll be chayav for Kedim. That's what the Hilchos Seim means. The whole Gemara was saying, I could have learned it out from them, Hilchos Nezek, but then you'd be limited to where you're learning it from. The Hilchos Seim tells me, each one's got a unique thing. Keren is clear. You would say you'd be able to learn Keren from all of them. It's not true. It'd be chayav Nezek Shoyim. And Karen only pays Chazin Ezek. You're right. You're a Chisayim. That's what it's come to tell me. That's why we need a special pasuk for Karen, Seir Michaev Chatzines. Mietzer was seen that above the end of this omelet, the Rosh is Chayuk. Rosh holds that if you have a Tzad HaShoveh, then you're not limited to whatever it was, you can, whatever's most similar to it. We'll see, that's going to be the Rosh as we turn over the page. But this is Shitzes Tesis. Shitzes Tesis, if you have a Tzad HaShoveh, you can learn up to the maximum of the commonality, the least chidush of both of them. Means if one of them would be chayiv for chamish dvoy, and one of them would be potter for kedim, he'd be potter for kedim, and obviously not chayiv for chamish dvoy. If you go according to the least common denominator.
So if you're
going to
learn aish from Karen and Bob, then you would be potter in just chayiv of him on the basis of Karen.
No, Karen's chayiv is shenerega. Shenerega would be potter shes harabim, right? Right? Or maybe only chayiv chatzinezik could learn from Karen. Fine. Well, what we're doing now, we have 1 week left. And that's how the shot that this next part of the Gemara.
When's our last year?
I guess Sunday, no?
This Sunday?
1 week later.
Yeah.
Unless it's been as money, but that's up to you. At Tzad HaShoveh Shebehen, from Tzad HaShoveh, top of the Omet, Tzad HaShoveh, we want to try and get to at least, I really wanted to get to the end of the Omet, but we should at least get till Rav Ada Ba'ava Omer, which is 2/3 of the Omet down. Rav Ada Ba'ava Omer, see it, last three. And let me just quickly explain to you what it is. The Mishnah says that we've got these four obvious nizikin, and then it says that tzad hashoveh shebehen shedarkon leilech ha'azik. There's a cloud. Whenever the Gemara says that tzad hashoveh shebehen, it's coming to include something else. So what's it coming to include? Whenever the Mishnah says tzad hashoveh is coming to include something else, and that's what this omelet is coming to tell me. What else is not mentioned in the Mishnah, but it's included in the Mishnah? That's
the point to Shmuel, would that be if Shmuel holds that Mabe Shein, then Adam would be the thing that's not mentioned, so that would be included?
No, but there he says it's mentioned in Torah and Tana.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where Mishnah is in Torah, after this one. There's something, according to Shmuel, Amish was only talking about Mom, he wasn't talking about Adam, so Adam was mentioned in Torah, and,
oh, right.
And Amish is going to see something in Mom, something included Tzadah Shoveh.
What about all those two prices we had?
The 24.
Yeah, isn't that?
Yeah.
Why are we asking now? We already had all the things that weren't included.
But whatever the reasons why they weren't included, they won't be in the Tzad HaShoveh. For instance, if we're not talking about Knossos, so it can't be a Tzad HaShoveh. The Tzad HaShoveh means that I'm basically going along with what you said. You want to talk about only Moed, and there's something else additional which is coming to include, not mentioned.
So,
but Knossos, we're not talking about Knossos. Here's the chain, and Nick is not talking about
the chain. So we're going back to like the frame of mind of the mission itself.
Right.
Working with just that
frame. Right.
And then extrapolating what's in Tzad HaShoveh.
If Knossos weren't included, which is what we said, if it weren't invented with Knossos, then what happens in Canada?
Moed.
It's more Dylan Moed, right?
Right. Okay.